How's the health, and how do you feel?
Oh, I'm feeling good, and main goal is just keep making progress, positive progress each and every day. But right now, I'm feeling good.
Are you optimistic about playing against the Steelers?
I'm definitely be out there. I'm excited. I'm ready to go, and had a good week of good week of practice. So now, just keep making those positive steps forward.
Morgan, in your time in the league, have you ever faced an offense that has the number one rusher and the number one receiver, statistically? Because that's what the Steelers have in Brown and Bell. Those guys both lead their categories. Have you ever faced that before, and what do you think of it?
No, you haven't. And, you know, it's going to be fun. And that's why you get in this league. That's why you want to play in this league, to go against the best. And those guys are very explosive, very athletic, and very good at what they do. I mean, they're one of the best at their respective position. And also, Big Ben is also the leader of that team. He's been doing it for a long time. And then you just see it time after time, watching them on film. And those guys are explosive, and that's a really good football team over there.
Morgan, he's had some games, Ben, where all of a sudden the turnovers just come in bunches. If you looked at those days, I remember Jacksonville, for example, this year, I think he threw 4 or 5 picks in that game. When you look at those, what's the denominator that gets him out of his comfort zone and has him taking risks?
To be honest with you, I really don't pay attention to that. I mean, if you've been in this league that long, man, you're liable to have some days that don't go your way. But he's had more days that go his way than he had days like that. So that's why I really don't pay any attention to that. Man, he's a guy that you have to be tuned in with your technique, and you have to really know what you're doing, because I mean, he can extend plays, not just run around, but he's always going to find the open guy, and he's always going to give his players opportunity to make a play on the ball. So you have to be ready and prepared going against him.
Is it fair to say when he's extending plays, he's almost always looking deeper downfield? I mean, some guys will extend it and dump off, receivers come back, but they seem to go for the shot when he's extending.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, like I said, he's a playmaker, and he looks to get the ball in his playmaker hand, and you see it time and time on film, where it's like he's moving around, or guys could be running the route. They break off into a scramble drill, get wide open, put the ball in their hand, and let those guys make people miss.
Morgan, I know you've been around a lot of ball hawk kind of star players during your time here, but when you look at Demaryius, what makes him a good fit for that? What kind of job do you think he's done in terms of kind of creating some opportunities there this season?
It's just his instinct. He's a football player. He understands the game. And when you have that part, I think that really helps you out, just understanding the game, trusting your instinct, and that's what makes the difference in this league.
What makes Antonio Brown such a tough customer out there?
Just the different things he can do. He can line up anywhere on the field. He can line up inside, outside. You get the ball in his hand, he's a playmaker. He can make people miss. He's a shifty guy, so you see it time after time. So he's not looking to go down, he's seeking contact, and he's looking to make a big play. He's a tough guy, so it's fun watching him on film, and it's going to be a fun matchup this week.
Morgan, it's Thanksgiving. What's your biggest Thanksgiving food? What are you looking forward to?
I look forward to my mom's dressing, so everything else is extra. As long as I get dressing, I'm good.
What makes it so good? What she put in there?
I think she put a lot of heart and soul in, I think. So that's what makes it great.
Are they up here?
Yeah. My mom's up here, so they're actually cooking now. But I think we probably won't be eating no time soon, so I got a snack here and there and stay out of the way.